Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Mia. How may I assist you?
I was wondering, I was looking at my bank account and I have something coming out of there for $56.95. And I was just wondering, what that was.
Sure, I'd be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment, please. Alrighty, your zip code, please.
56334.
56334. First and last name.
What was that?
Your first and last name.
Hello. Larry Folkert, LKERTF.
Okay. And you said Larry?
Yep. Folkert, F-O-L-K-E-R-T-S.
Okay. What's the last 4 digits of the card that the purchase came off of?
Hang on here a second. I'll read it out. 7347.
Could it still happen to be under a different name? Oh, never mind. I see it. Your billing address for security purposes, please.
The billing address would be 29196 Gilchrist Road, Glenwood, Minnesota, 56334.
Thank you for that information. Let's see.
What product is this, if I may ask?
It's providing me that information now. Everything's still loading.
What?
So reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a tablet that was won, and all you had to do was pay the shipping and handling charge of $7.95 to receive it. Do you not recall winning a tablet?
Yep, I do.
Alrighty, with that tablet, if the account wasn't canceled within the 24 to 48 hour time frame, then the gift card charges would apply to the account. It would email you a value of $125 gift card to order more items. If you would like to continue of receiving the gift card, it would be $56.95 a month.
Okay, can I cancel?
Sure, I can most definitely go ahead and get that canceled for you. There will be an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay.
It's going to be C like Charlie, 260-378-356.
356, okay.
Correct. That is your cancellation confirmation, 24 to 48 hours for that email. There would be no other charges to come off the account due to the cancellation.
Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.
You too. Thanks.